InfoWars.com studios. It's the real news with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Monday, October the 15th, 2018. As I look at what has not been said over the weekend, the deafening silence about the document that came out about Google being a censor, the deafening silence about 800 media outlets taken down, left, right, you name it. The one thing they had in common was that they were not part of the establishment media that is consolidating its position by using the monopolies that are now controlling the internet. It's absolutely amazing that nothing has been said about this. You hear everything about Khashoggi, one journalist who has disappeared by the Saudis. And yes, that is a big deal when somebody is murdered. And as I said before, it is a tragedy when one person is murdered, but it's a statistic when it happens to the entire country of Yemen, for example. We don't pay any attention to that. As Charlie Skelton, a journalist out of the UK, said, tweeted over the weekend, he goes, yeah, up to that point, everything with Saudi Arabia was just fine until they kidnapped that journalist, interrogated him, beat him, tortured him, and then murdered him and likely cut him to pieces, as the audio was recorded, reportedly, by the Apple Watch that he had on while his fiance was waiting in the car with the phone. So yeah, it was a sensational murder, perhaps. It certainly appears to be that way. A lot of people are speaking as if they have seen the evidence. Of course, it hasn't been made public, but we've had it's been nearly a week ago. We've had a lot of neocon senators who have always lined up behind Saudi Arabia saying, well, this is it. You know, we've heard this information and, you know, they're going to have to pay for this. And President Trump has not done anything yet, but he made the statement yesterday, an amazing interview. We're going to play some excerpts of President Trump's 60 Minutes interrogation by Leslie Stahl. Quite frankly, their attacks on President Trump stalled big time and crashed and burned. And it is a great series of clips. Are going to play President Trump with 60 Minutes. But when I look at this journalist that was disappeared, again, we're going to forget everything that Saudi Arabia has done, forget everything that this prince has done in terms of kidnapping other individuals. I think there's a lot more to this than meets the eye. Yes, it is sensational. Yes, it gets people's attention. But I think that he has offended some of the allies of the CIA in Saudi Arabia. I think people are starting to realize just what a dangerous person he is or whatever. I don't know exactly which things that he's done that now offend the political establishment, the neocons, both left and right. But clearly, they're angling to get rid of him. And none too soon. Again, I don't support him in any way, shape, or form. I've always been critical of this guy. When he came out with his initiative for 2030, I thought it was silly, but kidnapping all these billionaires, torturing them, some of them murdered, some of them reportedly in a coma still from the torturing at the Ritz, of course. That's where you take your Saudi billionaires to torture them, is to the Ritz. Now with this particular incident, people are upset about it, but there's a lot of journalists that have been disappeared, especially recently. In a lot of different countries. And of course in China, if they don't like you as a political dissident, they physically disappear you and then they work with Google to make you disappear off of cyberspace. And so when we look at what's happened with these 800 media outlets, we're going to take a look at who I think is really behind this. And it should put to rest forever the idea that these people are private entities and they can do whatever they want. And as I've said before, just because you're a private corporation doesn't give you the privilege to poison people, to sell faulty products without having, of course, unless you're Big Pharma. If you've got enough political clout in Washington, yes, you can poison people, you can do anything that you want. And that's what these people in Silicon Valley are doing now. But we have human rights. We create governments to protect those human rights. And if the government itself is behind the destruction of our free speech, that government needs to be altered or abolished.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Monday, October the 15th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. Over the weekend, we've heard a continual stream of information about the journalist Khashoggi, who disappeared after he went into the Saudi embassy in the capital of Turkey, Istanbul. And yes, it is a tragedy. And yet, what has also disappeared from the news and disappeared from the internet are over 800 sites. This is The Purge Part 2. And it shows you exactly what the pattern is. We said it wasn't just going to be Alex Jones and InfoWars. It was going to be much broader than this. And the hammer fell last week on a lot of alternative media sites, not all of them conservative, not all of them Trump supporters. The vast majority were. But there were people on every part of the political spectrum. And that disappeared. And I find that more frightening than the disappearance of one journalist, quite frankly. Because, folks, the first thing they do is disappear you and destroy your reputation. They assassinate that first, then they assassinate you physically. And we've seen this happen in China. We have seen Google being complicit with disappearing the information and disappearing people off of cyberspace that the Chinese communists wanted disappeared in real life. They are complicit in this. And this is not a few rogue corporations that are colluding together. That would be bad enough. And if that were the case, the government should be doing something and doing something now, especially the Republicans who are in power, because it is the Republican grassroots that are being attacked the most. And so you'd expect the Republicans to push back on it. The silence has been deafening on this. Nothing being done by Republicans. We've had a couple of comments made by President Trump. End of story. Nothing said about over 800 media outlets taken down 2 months after they took down InfoWars. Yes, we were the tip of the spear. Yes, they did it to us first. And now they are expanding this. We said this would happen. We said that if they got away with this and it was allowed to stand, doing it to a very high profile organization, they would do it to everybody. And that's what they're doing now. This is a second tier and a second wave of purges. And nobody has paid any attention to this. And so when we look at the article, the new disappeared. And again, they're talking about the physical disappearance of people on the Free Thought Project. They said today's authoritarian regimes are suddenly and covertly abducting people. It's an old effective tactic for silencing opponents. But those reviving its use may end up regretting their decisions. Dictatorships have a long history of making their detractors disappear. Today, modern authoritarians are reviving such behavior, suddenly and covertly snatching people, including well-known figures and high-ranking officials, to be detained or worse. And folks, it is not just the physical detention that we need to be concerned about. They have disappeared your human rights, your fundamental human rights, your free speech, which is distinct from freedom of the press. They are attacking both freedom of the press and your free speech. Your free speech to say something on social media. That was very, very powerful. That was a part of this grassroots movement. Yes, we had a lot of information sources that grew up in the grassroots, had gotten to be quite large. And of course, you were looking at news that you, an analysis that you'd not seen before. You were able to use your intellect to think about what you saw, to view this, do critical thinking, and comment on what you agreed with and what you disagreed with. That could not be allowed. That could not be allowed. The government could not allow it. And the mainstream media could not allow that kind of competition. So, of course, they're coming after freedom of the press as all these things were shut down last week. At the same time it was being shut down, New York Times is coming out saying, yeah, we're probably not going to be publishing on physical paper much anymore. We're going to go totally digital before long. You've seen as Apple and Facebook purge other media outlets, the free press, like us. You see that they are embracing the establishment cable news and the establishment print news, which is going to go digital. Elevating Fox News and CNN to a privileged position as the court jesters of the Republican and Democrat parties. This is economic, but it is political and it is authoritarian. And as the Free Thought Project writes in their headline, and to give a shout out to the Free Thought Project, they were there on day one defending InfoWars from that censorship purge. They made it clear they didn't agree with us, and that's fine. They don't have to agree with us on everything. I agree with them on many things. I disagree with them on some things. That's what free thought is about. That's what free speech is about. That's what a free press is about. We have these debates, but these debates aren't going to be allowed anymore. They're too dangerous for the establishment, politicians, and press, and corporations. And so they said, first they came for Alex Jones, and we told you that we were next, and we were. And it happened to them last week, but you haven't heard anything about this, have you, on the press? The establishment press, they talked about it when it happened to InfoWars. They talked about it when it happened to Alex Jones because they couldn't ignore it. Now they can ignore it because nothing was done when it happened to us. And it's kind of interesting because one individual retweeted Anya Parampal, and I'm not certain who she is, but she retweeted something that was put out by John Fugelsang. And again, I don't know who he is either. He's a comedian, and he's on Sirius XM Radio. But he had this to say back on August the 6th when InfoWars and Alex Jones was shut down. And this comedian broadcaster said, first they came for Alex Jones and InfoWars, but I wasn't a race-baiting transphobic conspiracy cultist. So I said nothing. And he left it at that. Now, Anya Parampal retweeted that and she said, and then how does this poem end again? Yeah, eventually they're going to come for you, Fugelsang. Or maybe they won't. Maybe you're part of this establishment. Radley Balco, hardly a conservative, hardly a Trump supporter, pointed out that as part of its purge, Facebook has removed the pages of several police accountability, watchdog, and critic groups, including Cop Block, Free Thought Project, Police the Police. They've also severely restricted activity for photography is not a crime. And as they pointed out in this article from Free Thought Project, just like they did with InfoWars, as the purge happened at 12:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, mainstream news reported it at the same time these sites were being pulled down. They did that to us as well. What does that tell you? It tells you that there was coordination, that there was advanced knowledge of all of this. Dare we say conspiracy? It should be a crime to shut down free speech. It should be a crime to shut down freedom of the press. If it were a crime, and more than one person was involved in the crime of suspending free speech and free press, then it would be a conspiracy. They would be conspiracy charges. It's one of the most commonly charged crimes that our government levies against people. Whenever there is a crime committed and they're charging people the crime, they will also throw in conspiracy if there's more than one person involved. That's all that means. More than one person is involved in a crime, and it appears to be the case. They also point out that Facebook's head of cybersecurity, actually it's Caitlin Johnstone who pointed this out, happens to be the former White House National Security Council Director of Cybersecurity. No collusion there, right? Facebook said the pages were, quote, working to mislead others about who they are and what they are doing. However, this couldn't be further from the truth, said Freethought Project. Our names, addresses, phone numbers are on all of our pages, on all of our profiles. We were verified by Facebook with a little check mark next to our name, so they know we're a legitimate organization and a news outlet. They've seen our articles of organization issued by the state of Louisiana, which is where my partner, Freethought Project co-founder, lives. And when we come back, we'll tell you where all of these lines go back. They go back to a globalist organization that works with NATO and the U.S. government, but it is globalist in its orientation. Stay with us.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra high quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Happened last week. I think it was Thursday, but the timing was 12:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mainstream news reports launched at the same time. So they were given a heads up about the move prior to it being done by Facebook. Over 800 pages taken down. Mostly conservative, mostly Trump supporters, but not all conservative, not all Trump supporters. How about that, left? Are you cheering this? No, you're just ignoring it now. They cheered when InfoWars was taken down. The people on the left, for the most part. And now, when some non-establishment left-leaning pages are taken down, they don't pay any attention to that either. They're just part of the establishment, part of the shills. And then they also mentioned in this article by Free Thought Project, one of the sites that was taken down by Facebook, they said all but proving the case that this was a coordinated attack by the tech giant community. Shortly after the purge on Facebook, Twitter followed suit, just like they did with InfoWars. So again, you see all of the, you see Facebook and Twitter doing this at the same time. You see the news media giving a heads up about this, reporting on it as it happens, at the same time that it happens. Nothing suspicious about this, right? No collusion, no conspiracy at all, right? And they point out, as part of their statement from Facebook, Facebook said, given the activity we've seen and its timing ahead of the U.S. midterm elections, they even acknowledge that. They said, we wanted to give you some details about the types of behavior that led to this action. And so they said, these people were coordinating and talking and passing articles back and forth. Free Thought Project said they never tried to hide the fact that they worked with other independent media groups to share information around the web. This is the very definition of grassroots media and of free speech. And it's what you do as somebody who is a critical thinker, thinking for yourself as you look at different sources of information and you put out what you agree or disagree with. They said with all their different pages, I had over 6 million followers between the pages that were taken down just from that one organization. But as I told you last week, Washington Post gloated over it. And said, nah, several thousand followers. Just one of the more than 800,000 pages, institutions involved in that had over 6 million. They said this signifies a reconsolidation of the media. Cable news media control the narrative for most of modern history, but the internet has lowered that barrier to entry and allowed the average person to become the media themselves or to exercise your free speech. Understand, there is a free press. And there is free speech, the right of the people. Now it seems the platforms that have monopolized the industry are favoring mainstream sources and silencing alternative voices, precisely what they're doing. Facebook and Apple are working with Fox News and CNN and the New York Times and the Washington Post. They're going to elevate them. They're going to suppress everything else. That was the first thing they did before they just started outright banning everything else. It was alarming enough when they said, well, we're going to elevate these and we're going to suppress people being able to share information from all these other news outlets. So you can share stuff from the news outlets that we like, the big news outlets. So we'll give you three, four, five, maybe different news outlets that you can look at. They'll all be saying the same thing about the same issues. They won't talk about many issues at all. And the issues that they talk about, they'll largely say the same thing. There'll be a little bit of a controlled opposition. You know, they'll take contrary positions on some things like gun control and abortion. But for the most part, you're going to get the same party line from all these people, especially when it comes to things like war, for example, or the role of the police in society. They'll all take the same side on that. And so that's what they're going to be pushing. Now, Daniel McAdams, who's with Ron Paul Institute, says the entity that is making censorship decisions for Facebook, as publicly announced, is the Atlantic Council. Now, I've talked about this before. I've talked about how the Atlantic Council helped to fund Facebook. And now Facebook is returning the favor and sending money to the Atlantic Council. And then the Atlantic Council tells them which entities to censor. Isn't it wonderful? The symbiotic relationship that's going on. And as I've said many times, the symbiotic relationship began in the late 1990s. DARPA and the rest of these CIA put out their venture capital firm. Oh, did it openly. Incutel had an open firm, venture capital, sitting on the boards of these different corporations, giving them money to make sure that Facebook succeeded, that Google succeeded, and also having people who were the leaders of DARPA, NSA, CIA, sitting on these venture capital boards that were funding the people that would be the winners, surprise, surprise, on the Internet. The Internet that began as a brainchild of psychological control by J.C.R. Licklider in the 1960s, working at DARPA, a psychologist working at DARPA. But then when it became practical, they started putting their money in. They started putting the people on the venture capital boards that funded these organizations. And now they're returning it. And so Daniel McAdams says, at what point will the extremely tight ties between these companies and the U.S. government, the Atlantic Council, end? They are private argument. Yeah, let's end that they're private argument. That's total nonsense. And it doesn't matter. Even if these people were never funded and given an advantage by the federal government, even if they didn't have the CIA and DARPA sitting on these boards to create these organizations, it would still not be tolerable for a corporation to take away your fundamental human rights. Do we allow corporations to go along the road and just say, I like that car, give that to me. I like that house, give it to me. I want your business, just give it to me. And yet, they're coming pretty close to doing that, aren't they? I mean, if we let this UN Agenda 2030 for sustainability go through, that's essentially what they're going to be doing. It won't be just a point and click where they point at your house, point at your car, but they're going to be taking it. It's a partnership. It's a public-private partnership between the government and corporations to take your house, to take your car, to take your fundamental right to travel, to speak, to defend yourself. They're working together to take all of your basic human rights. Quite frankly, it doesn't matter to me if the person who is stealing my fundamental human rights is organized as a corporation or organized as a government, or if they're organized together to try to give each other plausible deniability. Oh, it's not me, it's the government that's doing it. Oh, it's not me, it's the corporation that's doing it. Can we get over this, they're private nonsense? They're not private. You don't know what's going on if you say that. As I point out, the editor-in-chief of Antimedia and the chief creative officer were also banned by Twitter at the same time. So you have all these 800 pages, left, right, libertarian, conservative, Trump supporters, Trump haters, but all of them outside of the establishment. That rich tapestry of political debate that we have being silenced at the same time. And of course, the mainstream media is going to be silent about that, aren't they? And then as they get purged by Facebook, it happens on Twitter at the same time. And then all of the individuals that are associated with those organizations taken down at the same time. And it was all given to the mainstream media to trumpet about it all at the same time. Nothing to see, right? Nothing to see. There is more to see. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a pinker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done, I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we got a good supply of it, but it'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com right now.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Just a little bit over 2 months after they shut down InfoWars on social media and Alex Jones, and you had multiple outlets doing it all at the same time. And also news media knowing that it was going to happen at the same time. That's what happened with Twitter. Same thing happened again this last week. As Free Thought Project pointed out, the purge happened about 12:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, with mainstream news reports launching at the same time. Shortly after the purge on Facebook, Twitter followed as well, and they gave absolutely no reason for the accounts that they suspended. And they didn't just suspend the main accounts. They suspended people that were associated, employees, like we saw, like was done with me, not with Twitter yet, but with Google and other places. As Caitlin Johnstone says in Zero Hedge, she said, media were banned without warning, without any reason. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? I've never been given a reason by Google for deep-sixing, memory-holing over 6 years of my work on YouTube. Individual videos that had millions of views, gone. A lot of videos about the Federal Reserve, about torture, about our wars, all those gone, deep-sixed by Google. And never given any reason. I've been given It's now over 6,000 emails, form letters that were sent to me, just like the very first one that came out. A complaint has been received, and your channel has been terminated. They've sent that same email to me over 6,000 times. Will not respond to any formal response to their any formal appeal. They have an appeal process, but of course, they didn't follow the rules when they took me down. I was never given any warning. I was never given any strikes. I never had any offense identified. No video, specific video, was identified. A complaint, and your channel is down, according to them. But I'm not even allowed to know what that complaint is. How's that for a star chamber process? And so, as they point out, the media were banned, and this most recent one, 800 now, were banned without warning, without any reason offered by either platform. And it makes me believe, says Caitlin Johnstone, that this purge was certainly orchestrated by someone. Who that is, I have no idea, but this attack on information was much more concise and methodical in silencing truth than most realize or is being reported. And again, we said that when it happened to InfoWars, but you know, guys are just conspiracy theorists. Yes, we see a conspiracy reality here. And now other people are starting to see it. And now people on the left are seeing it done to them as well. Just a few of them for now, but it's going to expand. Don't worry about that. As they go on to point out, it is now clear that there is either A, some degree of communication, coordination between Twitter and Facebook about their respective censorship practices, or B, information is being given to both Twitter and Facebook by another party regarding targets for censorship. In other words, there is a conspiracy, folks. The question is, does the conspiracy arise with Silicon Valley, or does it arise elsewhere? Are they the instigators or the implementers of this conspiracy? So we're beginning to see smaller anti-establishment alternative media outlets cut off from their audiences by the same sort of coordinated cross-platform silencing we first witnessed with Alex Jones in August. Facebook, they point out, has been inviting U.S. government-funded groups to help regulate its operations. As I pointed out before, their cybersecurity chief worked for Obama as a cybersecurity chief. And as you're going to see, this is the same plan that they had put in place before the election that they're rolling out. And they're doing it right under President Trump's nose and with the and right under the nose of Jeff Sessions, who doesn't seem to know anything that's going on underneath his nose. They vowed on the Senate floor to do more to facilitate the interests of the U.S. government, and we've seen that. Why is this story from InfoWars trending? We'll talk about that privately, Senator or Congressman or whatever. Deleting accounts at the direction of U.S. and Israeli governments, handing the guidance of its censorship behavior over to the Atlantic Council. This is the most obvious and open coordination between Facebook and the Atlantic Council. But that's just the tip of this government corporate partnership to take away our human rights, not just our free speech, not just the free press, our human rights across the board. It receives funding from the U.S. government, the Atlantic Council does, also from the EU, from NATO, and those wonderful Gulf states like Saudi Arabia, those bastions of freedom and liberty like Saudi Arabia. So how private is that? Well, they're deeply government funded. And it's not only that, it's the global governance, the people who have been running this global governance that are funding them. So it's not just that it's one government, it's all this collection of the deep state in the U.S., the European Union, the Saudis, all these people who have always been connected at the hip and are pushing back very hard against the nationalist groups that are pushing back against them now all over the world. The way they're going to do this is to shut down speech. The Atlantic Council recently published a very interesting 21-page document about a U.S. military conference detailing in the present tense how Silicon Valley tech giants are being used to nullify the threat that the new media landscape poses to the U.S. power establishment, writes Caitlin Johnstone. And the World Socialist website, which has been at the brunt of a lot of this, again, nobody that I would agree with on any politics, on any economics, the worldwide socialist website. But we are united in the process that we're going to stand for freedom of speech. That's what really got us freedom of speech in the first place. I'll have this debate with the socialists. I'd be happy to debate them on economics, on politics, and so forth. But there is no debate as to whether or not we're going to have a free press and free speech. That should not be up for debate. And people on both the left and the right are fools if they think they're going to give that up for political advantage. And there's a lot of fools. Some of them former friends of mine back in North Carolina that I have absolutely nothing but contempt for their foolishness and throwing away a right that has not belonged to humans throughout most of history, that was very hard won and now has been thrown away and cheered by these quislings on the left. And as they're pointing out, what the Atlantic Council is saying, fortunately, this is the Atlantic Council talking, fortunately, shifts in the policies of social media platforms such as Facebook have had a significant impact on the type and quality of content that is broadcast. Business and private sector may not naturally understand the role that they play in combating disinformation, but theirs is one of the most important. In the West, at least, they have been thrust into a central role due to the general public's increased trust in them as institutions. Oh, do we really trust Facebook and Google as institutions anymore? I don't think so. And then the World Socialist website makes this observation. If you go back to November of 2016, the Washington Post published a blacklist of sites, and the pages that were just purged by Facebook were already identified by the Washington Post back in November 2016. It was something that they reported from an unknown organization that put together a list that was called Prop or Not. In other words, propaganda or not propaganda. Prop or not. Do you remember that when that happened? We reported that. It was an unknown organization that had compiled a list of organizations that it claimed were part of a sophisticated Russian propaganda campaign. Do you see how all this plays together? They started all this Russia propaganda stuff that Democrats did, working with the CIA, working with the deep state. And they roll this out to attack Trump, but that wasn't the primary part of this. The part of this is also not just take down Trump, but to take down the free press and your free speech. It all goes back to this Russia, Russia, Russia stuff and accusing all of these organizations, not all of them Trump supporters, some of them on the left, like anti-media, accusing them all of being Russian propagandists. And Proper Not, which is still on Twitter, by the way, publicly gloated about this. They said Russian propaganda is very, very mad about their various front outlets and fellow travelers getting suspended. And they tagged anti-media, an anti-Trump leftist organization. We'll be right back.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be $6 a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Tell Washington to get out of our lives. And let's tell them to make sure that these giant corporations that they have venture capital funded, that they continue to fund, that they give orders to, let's tell them that we see through that dodge. And let's tell them the same thing the Supreme Court said in 1946. It doesn't matter if you are a giant corporation that owns the town, if it's a company town and you own the public square, even if the public square is privately owned by a corporation, they don't get to shut down people's free speech. We've already had that decision made, and that was the right decision back in 1946. And we need a Department of Justice that cares about what's going on, that knows what's going on. And we need President Trump to get rid of Jeff Sessions and put somebody in there who will actually stand up for the Constitution instead of trying to destroy it, tear it down, like Jeff Sessions. Whether we're talking about overthrowing the 10th Amendment and coming after people who have already had in the various states referenda to say they're going to have legalized medical marijuana or even recreational marijuana, it doesn't, regardless of what Jeff Sessions thinks about marijuana, it's none of his business. And it's not the federal government's business. And it was clear that they didn't have the power. It was made clear to them by James Madison in the 9th and 10th Amendment that they didn't have the power. In the early 20th century, the federal government acknowledged that and passed the 18th Amendment to be able to prohibit alcohol because they don't have the power to prohibit it. So Jeff Sessions doesn't care about your freedom. He doesn't care about the 4th Amendment, just like Brett Kavanaugh doesn't care about the 4th Amendment. They don't care about your free speech. They don't care about the First Amendment. They're doing nothing except behind closed doors telling these corporations like Marco Rubio did, pretending that he doesn't know what's going on, pretending that he doesn't know what's going on with Alex Jones. Are they saying anything about 800 sites that were taken down this last Thursday at noon Central Time? Nothing. I've laid out for you what that conspiracy is, but it goes deeper than that. This is a long-term plan. Going back to November 2016, the Washington Post published the list of the organizations to be taken down. Isn't that interesting? Do you find that interesting? Do you find that even more interesting than the fact that the mainstream media talked about it as it was happening? So they obviously had prior knowledge that Facebook was going to take this down. So Facebook was coordinating with them. Twitter then took down their sites, took down the sites of people who organized these various speech outlets. A year before all this happened, Matt Drudge came here to InfoWars and told us we were going to be first. And said he was told that by a Supreme Court justice. And then we had a Supreme Court justice wind up with a pillow over his head, dead, 6 months later. Nothing to see here, right? Just move on. You didn't need your free speech anyway. At the time that they published this blacklist and said, well, it's not coming from us, the Washington Post, we're just passing this along. It comes from some mysterious organization called Prop or Not, Propaganda or Not. They put together this list. They handed it to the Washington Post. The Washington Post just dutifully published it. You know, they're always there to put out there whatever the FBI wants to be put out or whatever Fusion GPS wants to have put out or whatever the CIA or MI6 or the Atlantic Council or any of these shadowy globalist organizations working together, colluding together. They're always there to put it out. As World Socialist website points out, they said the publication of the blacklist at the time drew criticism from people like Glenn Greenwald, Matt Taibbi of Rolling Stone. The paper then distanced itself. We don't vouch for the validity of their findings because they called all of these organizations Russian propaganda. And they gloated about it again on Thursday. Because this propaganda organization, Prop or Not, yeah, Prop or Not is a propaganda organization. And they're part of this, oh, look, everybody that we don't like is a Russian. Everybody that we disagree with is a Russian bot. You've seen that if you're on social media. If you put something up that somebody on the left doesn't like, they immediately call you a Russian bot. And individuals behind Prop or Not did not identify themselves, and the Washington Post did not identify them. The Washington Post just said that they are, quote, a collection of researchers with foreign policy, military, and technology backgrounds. Oh, yeah, like people in the Obama administration, people in the Bush administration, people who are working with the Atlantic Council and NATO, who want to stop any move against their globalist agenda. Prop or Not, as this happened on Thursday, Prop or Not tweeted out, Russian propaganda is, and they put it in all uppercase, shouted it, very, very mad about their various front outlets and fellow travelers getting suspended by Facebook and Twitter. And then it listed some of the organizations that it is accusing of being Russian front groups, like Anti-Media or the Free Thought Project or Cop Block or Press for Truth. It's absolutely ridiculous. How long are we going to allow the mainstream media to push this phony Russian witch hunt, this McCarthyism that has now resulted in over 800 sites being brought down? This is far worse than anything that happened under McCarthyism. It has spread far wider than that. And it is across the entire ideological spectrum. The only thing required is that you not be establishment media or politics. And then they went on with another post. They said, well, look at that. Facebook removed some of the most important gray and black Russian propaganda outlets from their platform. Again, these are not Russian propaganda. Bravo, Facebook. Better late than never. So big thank you for this. And then they said this, the most ominous part of this. Scroll down just a little bit and show the rest of that tweet. All of these are cross-platform and have websites, but one thing at a time. So there we have it. These shadowy people, these globalist government organizations, like the Atlantic Council, like Facebook, like Twitter, and like Prop or Not, are going out there and saying, well, okay, we just took them off of social media now, but one thing at a time. You know, they've already taken off InfoWars 2 months ago before they did this, and then they came after us for banking services. Now I guess the next thing is to take down the websites. That's being put out by Propernot, the same people who said, hey, we're going to take down all these people 2 years ago. I hope you understand where this is coming from, and I hope you shut up if you're saying it, well, this is just private businesses doing whatever they want. Even if it was, that would not be an excuse. As I said, a private business doesn't get an opportunity to rape my wife, to steal my property, or to shoot me dead in the street because they're a big corporation. Well, they do in America, don't they? Because they have a lot of political clout. So they can pretty much do whatever they want. And again, finally, you know, as this was happening, somebody inside Google released the good censor to Breitbart and said, look at this. Look at this. They're talking about how all these organizations are working together to take everybody down. You should put this out. Breitbart put it out. We talked about it. Nobody else. Nobody else pretty much talked about it. Breitbart is still talking about it, but the good censor document from Google, the massive purge on Twitter and Facebook of 800 sites, nobody's talking about that in the mainstream media. We got one journalist, a Saudi, and it is something to be talked about. But folks, if they can take us, if they can silence our voices, that's when they can disappear everybody physically, and they can do the same thing to you. You don't have to be in the media for them to do this. They're going to take away your home. They're going to take away your car. They're going to take away every last freedom you've got. They've already taken away your free speech. And most people don't really understand that that's happened to them. All right, we're going to continue to fight back here at InfoWars. And I just want to let you know about a special that we put together because of all this. We've got the biggest special we've ever had at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off of all InfoWars Live products and free shipping to keep your free speech. To keep us on these free-to-air radio and TV networks that we're on, as well as the internet, because they're going to be coming after our website next. I'm sure that's going to happen. But let me tell you some of the products that you can get now 50% off with free shipping. Everything that we have as part of the InfoWars Life product line, things like BrainForce Plus, Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. It has no fluoride in it, but it has a good halogen, iodine, and it has nano silver to fight bacteria and viruses. You can get that 50% off for free shipping. Super Male Vitality, Alpha Power, Real Red Pill Plus, all of those 50% off for free shipping. Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, 50% off for free shipping. Ultimate Bone Broth, Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver. All of those, 50% off of free shipping. Take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We need and appreciate your support. Thank you.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress.
with powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body. Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Keep on lying. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, it's not just our speech, it's not just our property. They actually come for our children without due process. I've said this as we went all the way through the Brett Kavanaugh hearings. I said, yes, he deserves due process. The women who are making allegations about men, even if they're decades old, they deserve due process. They deserve to be heard. And quite frankly, if they really wanted to fix this stuff, they would get rid of the statute of limitations. So that if they can prove their case, I mean, it is difficult to prove a case that is decades old. But if you can prove the case, there ought to be punishment associated with sexual assault, with rape, and so forth. But they keep that statute of limitations and to protect people like Bill Clinton. We got Hillary Clinton. They're going to play for you here in just a little bit saying, well, it was different for Bill. Yeah, it's always different for the Clintons, isn't it? And the people in power. People like the Kennedys, for example. We got Beto O'Rourke over the weekend, and the press just worshiping him, saying he's Kennedy-esque. Yeah, he is. He is. He does look like a Kennedy, but he's also somebody who has been arrested for drunk driving and getting away with it. And he said, boy, you know you've got it made when you got a Kennedy driving you around. Famous last words of Mary Jo Kopechnik, right? This guy... who they say, look at this, he looks so much like a Kennedy. Well, what did you think? Did you think that he was Hispanic? Just because he calls himself Beto, he's Robert Francis O'Rourke. He's Irish. He's not Hispanic. Beto is a made-up, culturally appropriated term so that he can get elected. And, of course, as I tweeted out over the weekend, I said he may be, he's got it made being driven around by Kennedy, but the car is being paid for and the gas by George Soros. This guy's made $38 million. Unprecedented here in Texas. $38 million. And he's still behind in the polls. Because we don't like socialism. And we don't like Soros socialism. Socialism combined with globalism. We don't like that. That's what this guy is. He is an interesting package. This trans-Hispanic Beto O'Rourke identifies as being Hispanic. We'll get to that in a minute. But before we leave government and corporations taking our stuff from us, let's talk a little bit about them taking our children. This is from Medical Kidnap. This is something just happened. It was reported by Fox 26 in Houston. In an unprecedented move, a Texas judge orders CPS to have no contact with two children that they removed without a warrant. This is part of a medical kidnapping case. And this Texas judge, Mike Snyder, last Monday, he did something that is unprecedented. They were actually already in the custody of CPS because you don't get due process before they take your kids. You want to get upset about Kavanaugh? Yeah, let's get upset about Kavanaugh and how he was treated as guilty without ever having any due process. But let's remember that the guy that was so upset about him, Lindsey Graham, said that if you are accused of terrorism, shut up, you don't get a lawyer. And if you've got CPS accusing you of abusing your children, you shut up because you don't get a lawyer and they're going to take the kids first. And you can then try to sue them. And then maybe your children, after months and months, if they're not raped or brutalized or suffer psychological damage in a year or so, maybe you'll get them back if you can prove you're innocent, because that's a very difficult thing to do. The burden of proof is on you. And according to a family law attorney that was there, they said the affidavit that they used to remove was full of mistruths, half-truths, and outright lies. And despite the fact that the social worker had sworn an affidavit in order to take the children from the parents at Texas Children's Hospital in Houston. He pleaded the fifth when it went to court because I guess he didn't want to commit perjury, but he'd already committed perjury in an affidavit. The hospital had called CPS after the parents brought in the baby when he fell from a chair and hit his head in midsummer. It was an accident. But that didn't stop the hospital from reporting it to CPS, and it didn't stop CPS from taking the children from their family. Fortunately, we had a judge who said, that's enough. That's enough. Make that guy the head of the Department of Justice. Get rid of Sessions.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. This last couple of days, as I reported in the last segment, we had a Texas judge slap down Texas Children's Hospital in Houston for a medical kidnapping. They worked together with CPS. They kidnapped a child. They lied on an affidavit. And then when they brought in the social worker who had lied on the affidavit to court, the social worker demurred and took the fifth. And so the judge basically threw this out and then did something very interesting. He told the CPS that they could have no further contact with these two children that they had confiscated. This child that fell, hit his head in midsummer. It was an accident. And then the hospital reports that CPS confiscates the kids without due process. And the judge says, you don't have anything to do with those kids, even though they were in the custody of CPS. So there's going to be a hearing to take a look at sanctions against CPS. They could be fined tens of thousands of dollars. But, of course, that isn't going to come out of the pockets of the bureaucrats, is it? It's going to come out of the taxpayers. We're the ones who'll have to pay for the crimes that they have committed. They probably won't even lose their jobs. They might get a paid vacation. That's the way these things typically work out. Now, it was also the same hospital has been involved in other types of medical issues and kidnapping. There was an instance where Texas Children's Hospital reported the mother of a four-month-old to CPS after the pediatrician mistakenly injected the baby with Gardasil vaccine. It is not supposed to be given to children under 10 years of age. And they gave that to an infant by mistake. And then the hospital blamed the mother when the child had reaction to it. The mother, Anita Vasquez. And the doctors have since persuaded a judge to terminate the mother's parental rights. And she hasn't won on that case yet. So it continues to go on. Let's talk about a different kidnapping. Of course, this is the kidnapping of the pastor in Turkey. And what was behind that is a great move by President Trump. It is something that President Trump and the Trump administration went to bat on, and I'm glad they did, because we can't allow criminals like Erdogan to get away with this kind of stuff. And again, what he was doing, we'll get into the motivation behind it, but first, what happened as he was freed, finally, President Trump brought Turkey to their knees, quite frankly, to get this pastor freed. It was horrendous what they had done to him. And as he was brought into the White House to meet with President Trump, President Trump said, from a Turkish prison to the White House in 24 hours, that's not bad. And then the pastor, Andrew Brunson, as I said, appeared to be in good health. This is AP News talking. When he asked Trump if he could pray for him, the president said, well, I need it probably more than anyone else in this room. So that'd be very nice. Thank you. And so he left his chair, he kneeled and placed a hand on the president's shoulder. And as Trump bowed his head, Brunson asked God to give him supernatural wisdom to accomplish all the plans that you have for this country and for him. Brunson is originally from North Carolina, Black Mountain, North Carolina. He had lived in Turkey with his family for more than 20 years, and he had a small Christian congregation. Now, things have changed in Turkey over the last 20 years. Turkey used to be a multicultural, tolerant society, more secular. But what has happened is that there has been a rise of fundamentalist Islam and two factions, Fethullah Gulen on the one hand and Erdogan on the other, who is currently ruling the country. As Fethullah Gulen started to become a political rival to Erdogan, Erdogan moved into Islamic fundamentalism. And then Fethullah Gulen became, as he was the competitor, he was also somebody that the CIA liked. And so the CIA got him into the U.S. and covered up for Fethullah Gulen. Now, Fethullah Gulen runs schools all over the world. In the United States, he's getting about $750 million in subsidy to educate your children, especially here in Texas. And I've talked about Fethullah Gulen. I've interviewed Mark Hall, who did an excellent movie called Killing Ed, Killing Education. It's about how the idea of charter schools has been perverted by institutions like Fethullah Gulen's schools. And he puts out Fethullah Gulen as the worst case of what has happened with charter schools. Again, this guy who in other parts of the world runs radical Islamic madrasas that are explicitly Islamic. But here, of course, he doesn't do that explicitly so that he can get $750 million of taxpayer money. Now, as I reported on this, I found this story to be interesting because as I did reports on it, and as Erdogan was hiring an international lawyer to sue Fethullah Gulen, who is being protected by the CIA, who brought him here, set him up in Langley area. Now he's living in isolation in the mountains of Pennsylvania. There was reportedly an attempt on his life not too long ago, and he has been blamed for the attempted coup against Erdogan that happened. Let's see, when was it? I don't think it was this summer. I think it was the year before. About 6 months before that coup happened, because I reported on the feud between the two of them, and because I reported on Fethullah Gulen's schools, these charter schools, these Islamic schools that he's running here. Of course, they're not explicitly Islamic, but there's a lot of corruption. They've been investigated by local jurisdictions, even by the FBI, for kickbacks. There's whistleblowers. You can see it all in the movie that was put together by Mark Hall, Killing Ed. Again, it's the worst case of what can happen with charter schools, and it is a strong argument against charter schools, quite frankly, the corruption that has happened with this. But as I reported on that, and as I quoted the lawyer that had been hired by Erdogan, he's a London lawyer, and as I put some quotes in there from things that people had said in the documentary, evidently it got Fethullah Gulen mad at me. Because although I don't typically do articles for InfoWars, I've probably only done about two or three articles the entire 6 years I've been here. About a month or so after that, there was an article on InfoWars that was put up by people who hacked into our website. And then they hacked into some social media sites and that were ours and retweeted that article as well. And the article was supposedly from me, talking about how Erdogan had been run out of Turkey and was on the run. There had been a coup in Turkey. He had been overthrown and he was on the run. And of course, that was the Gulenists hacking InfoWars. And then about 6 months later, there was a coup, whether that was orchestrated by Erdogan to round up the Gulenists, because they've infiltrated government pretty much in some areas, very high up in government and law enforcement and the judicial system and other areas. So there was an attempted coup or a false flag coup. And as part of that, and as part of the efforts to try to get Fethullah Gulen extradited from this country, they rounded up this pastor. They accused him of trying to Christianize people. He'd been doing that for 20 years. This is how radicalized Turkey has become. And quite frankly, there isn't a good guy in this fight. Both of them want to run a global caliphate, both Erdogan and Fethullah Gulen. And so the White House took him on directly and said, we're not going to be blackmailed. We will not pay ransom in this country, said President Trump. And so what they did was they enacted sanctions against Turkey. It brought them to their knees economically, and now the pastor is on his knees praying for Trump back in the White House. And Erdogan has listed Fethullah Gulen as a terrorist, and of course he listed this individual, this pastor, as a terrorist. They convicted him of having links to terrorism. They sentenced him to 3 years in prison, and then they released him on Friday, saying he's already served 2 years, so release him on time served. And so maybe now they will get the sanctions taken off, but Trump was not going to cave into them. If you want to get an idea of what it's going to be like to live under this Islamic paradise that Hillary Clinton and the Democrats want to bring on us, take a look at that. Or you might want to take a look at several thousand protesters hitting the streets of Pakistan, demanding that a Christian woman be executed for blasphemy. I'll tell you a little bit about that when we come back. We'll also talk about the midterms and Beto O'Rourke. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
X2. We were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure. It just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done, I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week, and so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2, and we got a good supply of it, but it'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com, right now.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We saw the pastor released, and of course that was entirely due to President Trump bringing the Turkish kidnapper Erdogan to his knees with economic sanctions, bringing their economy to its knees, and freeing that pastor. And it's not just Turkey, it's not just the Saudis, it's our other Islamic ally, Pakistan. In Lahore, Pakistani city, they had several thousand protesters hitting the streets calling for a Christian woman. Her name is Asia Bibi. They have accused her of insulting Islam, and they want her to be put to death for blasphemy. And these are protests, several thousand people in the streets. Think about this. You know, we've spent the first hour talking about the intolerance of free speech in America by the Democrats and by the establishment, and how they have purged over 800 Facebook pages, people associated with it, with Twitter. All this was done at the same time. It was all coordinated with mainstream media who reported on it as it was happening. They knew about it. They tipped them off. They already had the articles written. Same thing happened to us. And again, the people who were on this list had been put on the list back in November of 2016 by some shadowy organization called Proper Not, that the Washington Post published that list of all the organizations that were going to be blacklisted, but they simply said, well, these are experts in foreign policy. You know, probably people like the Atlantic Council, which is where we have seen the coordination the most visible, but it is a coordinated attack. So as they come against the First Amendment, of course, the Democrats have for decades been trying to censor the free exercise of religion here in the United States, but this is eventually where this is going to lead. This kind of intolerance that is being pushed by the Democrats. Street protesters saying kill her for blasphemy. Bibi, Asia Bibi, a Christian laborer, was accused of blasphemy in 2009 by a Muslim woman that she was working with in a field. According to her autobiography, Blasphemy, a memoir, sentenced to death over a cup of water. The incident began when she went to retrieve a cup of water from a well during a hot day of fruit picking. When a Muslim woman nearby saw what she was doing, she shouted, "Don't drink that water, it's haram, forbidden." She then turned to the other woman in the field, telling them that Bibi had dirtied the water by drinking from their cup. She said, "Now the water is unclean, we can't drink it because of her." Several of the women called Bibi a filthy Christian, told her to convert to Islam. She said, "I'm not going to convert. I believe in my religion and in Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for the sins of mankind. What did your prophet Muhammad ever do to save mankind? And why should it be me that converts instead of you?" And so now you got several thousand people over the weekend hitting the streets demanding that she be executed for that. All right. So President Trump brings back the one pastor out of Turkey. And again, this is what is happening across the Middle East as they're becoming increasingly radicalized. This is a pastor who had peacefully pastored in Turkey, a Christian congregation, for 20 years. But just in the last couple of years, this type of thing happened to him. But we're seeing this kind of intolerance and radicalization happening politically here in the United States right now. And a part of that is religious intolerance as well. Now, President Trump, we've got the midterms coming up. Let's talk a little bit about what's happening here in the remaining part of this segment that we have. President Trump, of course, is going to be going around to various Senate races in three Western states that are very close. And he's going to be campaigning for people. He's campaigned for at least 17 House candidates, Since late August, including five House races just this last week, campaign aides are showing, saying that their rosters show that between 30% and 45% of the audiences at the Trump rallies are Democrats and independents. And again, this is something we have never, ever seen before. We've never seen these kinds of crowds. Even when Obama got unprecedented large crowds, and his crowds are not as large or sustained as they are for President Trump. Here we are 2 years into Trump's candidacy. Obama was going around places, and he had big-name performers that were headlining for him. President Trump just gets up and talks politics for a couple of hours, and he gets crowds that are two or three times the size of the biggest crowds that Obama ever had. It's pretty amazing. So hopefully that's going to change things. As we look at Texas, for example, CNN is doing everything they can to help Beto against Cruz. They are going to have town halls for some races that they think to be consequential. And Ted Cruz wisely said, I'm not going on a CNN town hall. We know how these things are rigged. We've seen what happens on these things. And so now CNN says, well, we offered. And so now we're going to give Beto a full hour of time for free to go along with the $38 million of money that has been given to him by other Democrats. But, of course, Ted Cruz is ahead in the polls by 14%. Still no reason to get complacent about that, because you've got these articles like this one came out over the weekends on the Drudge Report, the Dallas News, saying that Beto O'Rourke is another Kennedy, showing a picture of him being driven around by Joe Kennedy, who's a congressman now. And Joe Kennedy said, I remember 10 years ago, I was on this very stage campaigning with my uncle. Yeah, a lot of similarity between between Beto and Ted Kennedy. Both of them involved in drunk driving. And as Beto O'Rourke says, you know, you got it made when you've got a Kennedy driving you around. Famous last words of some women. But, of course, why would he not look like a Kennedy? Have a resume. He's Irish. Robert O'Rourke is Irish. Yes, he is. And yet he identifies as an Hispanic, and everybody goes along with that. So why doesn't this guy, this guy comes out, and of course he's not a guy. This is a woman who identifies as a man, a transgender man. So it's a woman who says she's a man, and now that woman who says she's a man is now saying that he or she is a dog, and is going by the name Tony Bark. Transgender man who is now identifying as a canine. Why not? Because if Robert O'Rourke can identify as a Hispanic, why can't this person identify as a dog? You know, a white should have gone along with what John Candy had in Spaceballs. I'm a Mog, half man, half dog. I'm my own best friend, right? So this is a woman who identified as a man before she identified as a dog. And then we've got a biological male winning the world's championship in women's cycling. A biological male who identifies as a woman. See, this is what Beto O'Rourke is hoping he can pull off, right? He wants to compete as an Hispanic because he can't win if he competes as a white guy in Texas. So he identifies as a Hispanic. Now, Avenatti, Michael Avenatti, the porn lawyer, Stormy Daniels' lawyer, turned the tables on Beto. And so Avenatti puts out a donation page that funneled money to him using Beto's name. So I find this interesting. Avenatti identified as Beto so he could steal half of the money that people donate to this page. And then people found out about it. He had a site that was put up, says, chip in for Beto now. It linked to what appeared to be a fundraising page for Beto O'Rourke. And yet half of the proceeds went to Avenatti's political action campaign. I think that's fitting. I think that's perfect justice. Because, you know, if Beto can identify, then he can identify as being Beto. Why not? I mean, everything is up for grabs, right? We can be dogs. We can change what race we are, as Rachel DeLisle did. And, you know, any ethnic group, any species, any politician.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Floralife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Floralife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to be talking to Gerald Celente in this segment. Now, if you remember back, we had the campaign. We had President Obama mocking now President Trump. He was campaigning for president at the time. He mocked him and he said, well, he says he's going to bring back all these manufacturing jobs. Well, they're just not coming back. What does he think? Does Trump think he's got some kind of a magic wand? And now we have this story headline from investors.com. Trump's economy is creating factory jobs 10 times faster than Obama's. And so I guess maybe instead of having the MAGA cap, we ought to have MAGA wands. You know, they're not magic wands. They're MAGA wands. and just to taunt Obama, because we know that some of the key ingredients here are to fight this trade imbalance that was put in structurally by the globalists. They've done that. Tax cuts, regulation cuts. I've talked to Gerald Celente before, and yeah, the tax cuts could have been done better, but it's big, and it is necessary that we have taxes and regulations cut. We got to cut spending as well. But there's some certain structural things like that, like the trade imbalance and the regulation that needs to be taken out. And of course, President Trump was right last week as the stock market started to get shaky that the Fed is bursting this bubble that they created by raising the interest rate. So I want to talk to Gerald Celente. He publishes Trends Journals, and you can find Trends Journal. You can find that at trendsresearch.com. You can also find Gerald Celente on Twitter at Gerald Celente. Thank you for joining us, Gerald.
Always great being on with you, David. I appreciate that all InfoWars does and real news and how the people are getting such garbage out there, and you are doing what you're doing to bring the real news. So thank you.
Thank you. We always want to know what you think about trends, especially as we saw towards the end of the last week. We saw things start to get shaky. Everybody worries about October. That's when we seem to get bad, shaky stock markets and so forth. President Trump said that the Fed is loco. I think you and I agree with that, too. I think we're loco for allowing the Fed to continue. But what do you think about the current economic situation? How do you read the tea leaves?
It was one of our top trends for 2018, market shock. And what we said was the world can't take higher interest rates. This whole thing is a phony bubble that was built up with zero and negative interest rate policy and quantitative easing. They didn't teach you that stuff in Economics 101 at graduate school. You know, they made this garbage up. All they did was flood the world with cheap money that's driven the equity markets up around the world. So the stronger the dollar gets because interest rates are going up, the weaker all those other currencies go down because they borrowed some $63 trillion just in the emerging markets of cheap dollars. And now their currencies are going down. In 2019, they have to pay back a lot of that debt. And with their currencies declined, and the dollar going up, it's going to cost them a lot more. And then there's the oil issue. And we're looking at oil now. You know, Brent crude was hovering around $85 a barrel, down a little bit this week. But I mentioned currencies go down. What is oil based in? Petrodollars. So now a country like India, they import 80% of their energy. Their rupee is at an all-time low, keeps hitting new lows against the dollar. So their debt burden on just importing oil is skyrocketing. So, again, it's the Ponzi scheme that's coming to an end. And Trump is right when he says that he doesn't like what the Fed's doing, because the cat's in the real estate business. He knows what this does.
Oh, yeah.
The higher interest rates. Yeah. And you're looking at home sales going way down already around the country. Okay. So they can't take higher rates. Now we're at about 5% 30-year mortgage. So that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I talked about this last week. I said, look at this. You got headlines all over the place. You know, Dallas, Denver, New York. And in Denver, they're saying, well, I think it was an early snow that's taking the market down. It's like, well, it's not an early snow everywhere. And one guy in New York said, whenever I've seen things happen like this, it always goes nationwide. And we've all seen this before. I mean, it's only 10 years ago. Nobody have that long a memory to see this whole thing happening yet again. And we saw when the Fed under Greenspan took interest rates down and left them very low for a long period of time to create a bubble. And then it was a quarter of a percent every quarter that they started taking interest rates up. And then the most amazing thing, Gerald, is the fact that the Fed was out there saying, well, we're not seeing inflation that is anything that's really worrying us, but we're going to raise interest rates anyway in spite of the fact that the housing markets are starting to contract big time. I mean, they're going to burst that bubble that they've created now.
Yes, and again, you know, what these interest rates are actually as well, David, they're a war against the savers.
Yes.
In the old days, people used to put money in the bank, and they used to get a thing called interest rates back, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, when I was a kid, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Maloney retired in Florida with their savings from the bank, you know, that they put savings away each year. So you don't have that anymore. No, this is just a phony bubble. You know, this number just came out on retail spending just this moment. Retail sales edged up amid the biggest drop in spending at restaurants and bars in nearly 2 years ago. U.S. retail sales barely rose in September as the rebound in motor vehicles purchases was offset by the biggest drop in spending at restaurants and bars in nearly 2 years. The Commerce Department said Monday retail sales edged up only 0.1% last month. Wow. After a similar gain in August. So it's a bubble. And you mentioned about Fed not worrying about inflation going up because wages aren't going up. You know, you're looking at wages, real wages are way off. And so that's what there's something else very important as America is only concerned with what's going on here. You know, you have a stock market crisis going on over there in China.
Oh yeah, and their housing market is collapsing there as well. I mean and they've got people that are taking to the street. They said in 2016, I got an article right here in front of me, the rise of property prices boosted household wealth in 37 of the biggest cities. It increased their total disposable income twice. So the increase is twice what their disposable income was. So they've seen massive appreciation in their housing, and now that's all disappearing, and they've never seen anything like this happen before in China because they never had any money before. And then this is their first time they've experienced a giant real estate bubble.
And you're looking at the Shanghai Index just in a week, it's down over 10%. And it's already in bear territory before that. Wow. This is real. Just think if the American market was down 30%, what would be going on in this country?
That's right. Yeah. And President Trump in the interview that he had yesterday with on 60 Minutes with Leslie Stahl. They were saying, they're down 30-35% or something like that. And President Trump said, they're in Great Depression territory here. You know, it's massive decline, and it's there with the housing prices already, but the stock market as well in China.
So now let's look again. Now let's go at all the emerging market indexes in bear territory. You're looking at crises around the world with these currency crises. What do you have? Interest rates in Argentina, 65%. The peso down over 50% against the dollar. I mentioned the rupee. You could go to Indonesia and you got the rupee. Then you could go to Turkey and you got the worthless lira down almost 40% on the year. So there's a real crisis going on. The world cannot take higher interest rates, period, paragraph. And what the media says, and they have been saying, and we've been saying, it's a lot of baloney. No, the markets aren't moving up and down on fears of trade wars. Auto sales in China slumping at record levels the first time in 30 years. And it has nothing to do with trade wars. The cats don't have any dough.
That's right. That's right. They will put it on the trade wars. But, of course, a trade war has been one-sided against us for decades. That's one of the things that President Trump is doing right. But anytime anything happens negatively, economically, they're going to try to attack his policies to try to equalize tariffs. That's what we see with this. But he is absolutely right. It is the Fed. They created the bubble. After they burst the bubble then with their interest rates, they've created another bubble that is even bigger than the one that we had 10 years ago. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente. Stay with us.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're talking to Gerald Celente. He publishes Trends Journal, and also you can find it at trendsresearch.com. That's where you can find Trends Journal to subscribe to it. Gerald Celente is always ahead of the curve, always knows what's coming next, so I wanted to talk to him about the economy. First of all, what he sees happening the rest of this month, because October, again, is the month that everything gets shaky in the stock market, and we had a pretty shaky couple of days last week. But also the trend that has been going on for quite some time, and that is the manipulation of our economy by the feds. And they began even before President Trump was made president. Right after the election, they started raising the rates to burst the bubble that they had created. They burst that bubble with that they created with low interest rates 10 years ago. And then they took the interest rates down to just about zero, Gerald, so that the banks could repay all that bailout money and brag about the fact they'd repaid it with money that they borrowed at 0% interest. I mean, you talk about a shell game. Then they created a bubble that's much bigger than the one that we had burst on us about 10 years ago, and now they're up to the same trick again, raising interest rates every quarter.
Again, when you even look at the rate raises, there's still nothing. What are we talking about? An overnight, you know, fund rate, what, 2 to 2.25? You know, 2 or 5-0. Yes, it's low. And when you put real inflation into it, They're still very low. And even at these low levels, the world is freaking out, because when you look, David, at the facts, again, a lot of Trump tax plan, you're looking at, where did that money go? How much stock did Apple buy back already? What, $100 billion worth?
That's right. You said that at the very beginning. You said they're just going to repatriate all that money and buy back their own stock. And that's what they've done now since that tax cut was put through. Apple's been buying back its own stock.
As a matter of fact, they're estimating by the end of the year, there's going to be $1 trillion worth of stock buybacks. Yeah. Right now, we're well over 800 and about 50,000 billion. Now, that takes stock off the market when you buy them back. So it's supply and demand that drives the price up artificially. Mm-hmm. So the whole thing is one big Ponzi scheme, and the world cannot take higher interest rates. We're talking about a total global debt, about $250 trillion.
Yeah.
Now, remember, a lot of this debt was taken out when interest rates were very low. Now, as I mentioned, global currencies are going down. They need more of their money to pay back that debt. And so do all these mergers and acquisitions that are also at record highs. They have to pay back that debt with higher interest rates. We are on the precipice of an economic 9/11.
Yeah. It looks very grim, very bearish. So, what is your prognosis for this? Are you stocking up on gold? What is your personal position on this?
Well, it's GC's 3 G's, guns, gold, and a getaway plan, you know.
Bug out bag, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah.
Well, it looks like Sears is bugging out after 134 years. They're closing stores, filing for Chapter 11. So the unthinkable can happen. There is no institution that is going to go forever, and that includes governments and empires just like Sears, right?
Yeah, and again, you know, back in the late, I think it was about 1998, we did a story in the Trends Journal about dying brands and how in the new millennium these brands would fade out. And Sears, Campbell's, JCPenney's are among the ones we identified. Going back to doing what we don't give financial advice, I have been forecasting now for the better part of a year that the bottom of gold was $1,200. It's in our broadcast and our Trends Journal, Trend Alerts. We said this is where the bottom's going to be. And we think, well, gold now is in the 1,220 range now. We think gold is at the bottom, and it's the ultimate safe haven asset. Again, it's very hard to say what will go on in the equity markets because they're rigged. They have a thing, as you well know, what is it called? The plunge protection team?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, the markets are as rigged as the interest rates. I mean, they're not as explicit about it. They just don't come out and make a pronouncement. It's like, okay, we're going to take the market up by X amount of, you know, like they do with interest rates, but it's just as rigged.
And who's rigging it? It's the same banksters. It's the Federal Reserve. They have their own trading desk. So they got all the dough they want. So the markets go down and you think you're in shock territory and bam, they pull it out and it works. It works. Short term, it works. I mean, the 1987 crisis would have been much worse if Greenspan didn't put the plunge protection team in. Not that it's right, because it's gambling and we're rigging the game so we don't lose, but you will. But that's what could happen. So it's very difficult to say that the markets are going to crash, because again, the country has been stolen from us by a bunch of banksters called the Federal Reserve. Very few people understand that they just created this mob. What was it, 1913? And since that time, our dollar is worth, what, about 97% less than it used to be?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, President Trump is right. This whole thing with the Federal Reserve is crazy, but the Fed is not crazy. The Fed is Machiavellian. The Fed is doing exactly what they want to do. We're the ones who are crazy for letting this stuff go on, as it has now for, 105 years or something like that. Let's talk a little bit about oil and your favorite person, the clown prince, as you call him, Mohammed bin Salman. A lot of things. We are joined at the hip, of course, after we got off the gold standard. We've been joined at the hip with the Saudis, with the petrodollar. And now I find it kind of interesting And I think there's maybe something more than just the death of one journalist. Certainly, as Stalin said, you know, death of one individual, especially if it was recorded or whatever, is a big issue. But I think there's something else going on, that you've got all these neocons, both Republicans and Democrats, now ready to throw them under the bus because, you know, everything was just fine before this happened. Now they've noticed what this guy is all about. What do you make of this situation in Saudi Arabia?
Well, you know, I find it quite, again, you know, one guy gets killed, but how many people did the Saudis slaughter in Yemen over the last 3 years?
Yeah, 13,000.
You ask, yeah, and what is it, the worst humanitarian crisis in the world, according to the United Nations? And you ask the average person about what's going on in Yemen, and they'll say, what's a Yemen?
Yeah. You know, they don't even know. It's a foreign currency, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, they don't know, you know, whether it's something out of Disney World, you know.
Yeah.
And but the murder going on there and the atrocities that the Saudis have committed, along with the United States, by the way, of forming all of these terrorist organizations to overthrow the governments of Libya and Syria, none of that is news. But one guy, you know, a journalist, you know, allegedly gets killed. And as a matter of fact, right here in the toilet paper record, front page story. Look at all that coverage.
Yeah, exactly.
Not a word about Yemen.
And just this last week on Thursday, we had Facebook shoot 800 alternative media sites in the head, and there was no coverage of that. They just talk about this one guy in Saudi Arabia. So they're not really concerned about freedom of the press or protecting journalism or free speech. But let's talk a little bit. We've only got about 2 minutes left, Gerald. Let's talk a little bit about what you see happening. Because this fracturing situation with Saudi Arabia, or maybe it's just going to be them taking out this particular clown prince. What do you think is going to happen with that, with the price of oil?
Well, again, with the price of oil, there are two factors, major ones. You're looking at a global slowdown. The facts are in the numbers. So supply and demand may not be out of hand with the sanctions that are going on against Iran that will take place November 5th. However, if war breaks out and spreads beyond Syria and goes into Iran and the Middle East erupts, you're going to look at oil over $100 a barrel, kiss the markets and kiss the global economy goodbye. This thing will crash, we believe, instantly if oil hits $100 a barrel or above. And the destabilization in the Middle East is a good signal that may happen.
And so the thing to watch is Iran, and maybe that's why you got some of these globalists that have basically had enough with Mohammed bin Salman, because he was hell-bent on getting into Iran as much as anybody, perhaps even more so than Israel. He wanted to get into start a war with Iran. And if that were to happen, you and I have already seen how that happens, how that movie plays out when we saw the OPEC flex its muscle the first time and created stagflation for us in the 1970s. This would be even bigger than that.
This will be bigger than that because, again, the debt load.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, thank you, Gerald Celente. And again, you can find Trends Journal at trendsresearch.com. You can find Gerald Celente on Twitter at Gerald Celente. Thank you so much, Gerald. Always interesting to have you on. Always great insights. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to take a look at 60 Minutes attacking President Trump. But, of course, it stalled with Leslie Stahls. Trump was masterful in this interview. And I've got five or six clips that you really have to hear. So we're going to play those clips from the 60 Minutes interview with President Trump coming up. We've also got some gold coming out of Hillary Clinton. Gold for Republicans, that is. Because the more Hillary Clinton talks, the more the Democrats go down in the polls, and you will see why when you, when you hear the Wicked Witch of the East and what her latest pronouncements are. Before we do, in this short segment here at the top of the hour, I talk about a strange story that I saw on Zero Hedge from Mac Slavo. FBI steals a treasure hunter's Civil War gold worth up to $250 million. There's a couple of guys, a father-son team, Dennis and Kim Parada. They spent years looking for what people have been looking for since the 1863 Battle of Gettysburg. There was a lot of gold that was lost as they were moving the armies around there. And they believed that they found it. They spent 5 years digging in a cave that was on government-owned property. And they believed that they found it. They spent 5 years digging in the cave. They spent two more years drilling on top of the cave. And then they went to the FBI and they said, look, we found something here. They presented the evidence to them last March. They felt certain that they'd found the stash of gold that'd be worth about $250 million. And so they showed that to the FBI. The FBI seemed to believe it because the FBI sent out, hired a contracting firm to do an underground scan using a device called a gravimeter. It identified a large metallic mass that had the same density as gold, according to the Paradas, and according to an author and journalist who had been working with them. Because typically when somebody is doing a big search for a sunken treasure or some gold stash, they'll usually also work with somebody to document it into a treasure discovery story. So they're working with an author. And so the author and these two individuals had been working on it said the FBI allowed them to observe the excavation. So basically they discovered it and they were entitled to it. And the FBI then told them after they said, you can watch us dig it out. They then sent them to their cars and confined them to their cars. And they started doing the excavation. And then they, when they finished with the excavation, they come and get the treasure hunters who had found this, they come and tell, all right, we're finished. You can come see it. And it's just an empty hole and there's nothing there. And again, I'll remind you, they went in with an outside contractor. They used a device to identify that they had a large metallic stash that had the same density as gold. But now there's nothing there but an empty hole. So what did the FBI do? I mean, the FBI wouldn't lie to anybody, would they? It's just like Kelly's Heroes or something, like some big heist film. So they just took the gold or whatever was there and left. That's the FBI for you today. So it's not just the Russian investigation. There are a lot of credibility problems with the FBI, and they go all the way back to even before the FBI was created. J. Edgar Hoover and the then Attorney General Palmer, the Palmer raids. Go back and read your history and see how J. Edgar Hoover created this vast bureaucracy. Yes, it is the federal bureaucracy, isn't it? The federal bureaucracy of instigation and also of apparently thieves. So they have now filed a FOIA request to try to find out what the FBI took out of that empty hole. Again, they had identified a large metal mass where people had identified, they believed that there had been a lot of gold that had been abandoned as part of the Battle of Gettysburg. And it had the same density as gold. But now it is just an empty hole after the FBI sends them back to the guard. You can't be here while we're digging. And they come back and it's nothing but an empty hole. Isn't that amazing? All right, we're going to be right back. Stay with us. We're going to play for you something else that is equally amazing. As Leslie Stahl was digging for gold, but the person who had all the gold in quotes was President Trump. We'll be right back.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 60 Minutes interview yesterday that Leslie Stahl had with Donald Trump. It was actually a very good interview for President Trump, not for Leslie Stahl. He owned her in this interview. I want to play you some clips. They talked about everything from the climate of Washington, D.C., the political climate of Washington, D.C., to the global climate. They talked about trade, NATO. They talked about immigration. And they talked about how vicious the Democrats have been in terms of trying to set everybody in this country against each other. But let's go first to the environment in Washington, D.C., where President Trump talks about how vicious it is and how fake the press is. Video clip number 4.
You are the first president of the United States who never had a political post before, or never served in the military. You come up here, you've been here for almost 2 years. What's
feature,
the biggest surprise? And what have you learned since you've been president?
Okay, so I always used to say the toughest people are Manhattan real estate guys and blah, blah. Now I say they're babies.
Who's the
babies,
toughest?
The political people. This is the most deceptive, vicious world. It is vicious. It's full of lies, deceit, and deception. You make a deal with somebody, and it's like making a deal with that table.
Give me an example.
Well, I don't want to give you an example. I'm not looking. In the meantime, nobody's been able to do what I've been able to do. Remember that. When you look at taxes, you look at regulations, you look at making deals with other countries, nobody's been able to do anything like this. Actually, most people didn't even try because they knew they didn't have the ability to do it. But it's a very deceptive world. The other thing I've really learned is I never knew how dishonest the media was. I really mean it. I'm not saying that as a soundbite. I never knew how dishonest.
I'm going to change the subject again.
Well, no, but even the way you asked me a question, like about separation.
Yeah.
When I say Obama did it, you don't want to talk about
no,
it.
No.
When I say I did it, let's make a big deal.
I'm going to run your answer, but you did it four times.
I'm just telling you that you treated me much differently on the subject.
I disagree, but I don't want to have that fight with you.
Hey, it's
okay.
Or
have another fight with you.
Leslie, okay. It's okay. In the meantime, I'm president and you're not.
I'm president and you're not. You know, whenever they interview Obama, it is like they're giving him an award. Whenever they interview President Trump, they're debating him and pushing, fighting him on every single thing. And so he basically ends that segment by saying, okay, fine, but I'm president and you're not. Let's go to the clip where he talks about the Democrats, because she's trying to make him the instigator, make him the bully. And she says, why don't you try to heal the country? As if the Democrats are trying. It's the Democrats out there who are calling for violence. You've got Democrat politicians like Cory Booker and others who are pushing for violence, pushing for confrontation, physical confrontation. And as we saw in Portland over the weekend, you got the mayor there allowing Antifa to rule the streets. But here's what Leslie Stahl says to President Trump. Video 5.
Wonderful. Let's heal all of this. You come out and bash the Democrats.
Well, I bashed their attitude. I bashed their statements.
But why not try to bring us together?
Because they were so unfair to Judge Kavanaugh. I've never seen anything like it.
Why not try to? We need to be healed.
I don't think they want to heal yet. I'll be honest.
Well, you don't.
Yeah, they don't want to be healed. They want division. They want a fight. That is how they're trying to energize their base. But it's backfiring on them. It's energizing the Republican base. Let's talk about trade and NATO next. They had this segment out of the 60 Minutes interview with Leslie Stahl yesterday. And President Trump talks about the situation with China. Just as I was talking to Gerald Celente in the last segment, you'll hear him say, yeah, things have really tanked in China into Great Depression territory. But he says, I don't want that. I want to equalize things. And he also talks about the fact that he's going to win this because he's holding all the chips. They're the ones who are selling to us with a structure that was established by the globalists, a one-sided trading regime that gives all the advantages to China. President Trump is trying to equalize that. And here's Leslie Stahl doing the work of Wall Street and the globalists pushing against President Trump, blaming him for the failures of the Chinese communist authoritarian command-control economy. Video clip number 2.
I told President Xi, we cannot continue to have China take $500 billion a year out of the United States in the form of trade and other things.
And how?
And I said, we can't do that, and we're not going to do that anymore.
How much squeezing of them are you prepared to do when American products are going to be more expensive for American consumers in the end?
Hold it right there for a second. Hold right there. You notice that she's concerned about the Chinese. Americans last. We don't really care about Americans, do we? We got to be concerned. We're squeezing that poor President Xi, that dictator who has social credit scores and is blocking people if they don't have the right opinions, disappearing people. He is creating a cult like we haven't seen since Chairman Mao. But you know, President Trump, you're just squeezing those poor Chinese dictators over there. There's what President Trump has to say.
If you think about it, so far I put 25% tariffs on steel dumping and aluminum dumping 10%.
But again, they've retaliated. That's what I'm asking.
They can retaliate, but they can't. They don't have enough ammunition to retaliate. We do $100 billion with them. They do $531 billion with us.
Are you trying to sort of push them into a depression?
No, no. Although they are down 32% in 4 months, which is 1929.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
That. No, I don't want that. I want them to negotiate a fair deal with us. I want them to open their markets like our markets are open.
But you're in a trade war right now.
You call it a war. I don't call it a war.
You did today.
I called it a skirmish.
I heard you. You called it a war.
I called it a battle. But actually, I'm going to lower that. I consider it a skirmish. And we're going to win.
You have also slapped some tariffs on our allies.
Well, I mean, what's an ally? We have wonderful relationships with a lot of people.
Pause it.
Nobody treats...
She's going to talk about Europe now and the EU. And President Trump's going to explain that. But just, do you hear the tone of what she's saying? This is what we hear from Wall Street. It's what we hear from the establishment press. You are attacking everybody. They've been attacking us. Let's just remember that they've been charging us in China about 10 times the amount of tariffs that we charge them on equivalent goods. And it's several times what they charge us in Europe for cars that we charge them. We charge them a 2.5% tariff, and they charge us many times that. Why can't we have an equalization here? If it's free trade, why do we have to be shackled and allow them to have an advantage? And, of course, this is what she's doing. She's putting President Trump up as the aggressor. No, these things were done decades ago by the globalists, by Henry Kissinger and others working in the Nixon administration. Here's President Trump talking about the European Union, our allies, our friends that are being so poorly treated by President Trump, according to Leslie Stahl.
Much worse than the European Union. The European Union was formed in order to take advantage of us on trade. And that's what they've done.
But this is hostile.
And yet it's not hostile.
It sounds hostile.
You know what's hostile? The way they treat us. We're not hostile.
No, but can't you deal with it?
We've been the stupid country for so many years.
Are you willing to get rid of that Western alliance?
Now, I like NATO. NATO's fine. But you know what? We shouldn't be paying almost the entire cost of NATO to protect Europe. And then on top of that, they take advantage of us on trade. They're not going to do it anymore. They understand that.
Okay, but are you... it does seem this. Are you willing to disrupt the Western alliance? It's been going for 70 years. It's kept the peace for 70 years.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
I don't know what.
You don't know that.
Is it true, General Mattis said to you, the reason for NATO and the reason for all these alliances is to prevent World War III?
No, it's not true.
Frankly,
I like General Mattis. I think I know more about it than he does. And I know more about it from the standpoint of fairness. That I can tell you.
Right. I'm going to try one more time.
Leslie Stahl, I'm going to try. Listen to the patronizing tone. And listen to how she attacks him. Was she ever concerned when our factories were exported? When they imported workers? When they bombed our economy? No. Now she defends those people. President Trump is a bad guy for trying to stop that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress.
with powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body. Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's go back to the 60 Minutes interview that President Trump had yesterday with Leslie Stahl. There's two more clips that I want to play for you. One about the climate and the other one about immigration. I want to play the climate interchange back and forth between President Trump and Leslie Stahl first. But just when I looked at that last clip they were playing, it just really is amazing to me. And I hope everyone can see the hostility of Leslie Stahl, not just to President Trump, but to America. Doing everything to lift up China, to lift up the European Union, even though we are operating at a disadvantage. We have our jobs exported to China. We have workers imported into this country. And if that isn't enough of a burden for American workers, then anything that we produce here in this country is taxed at an unfair rate when we try to trade with those two areas. That's all that President Trump is trying to do, is to try to equalize that. And yet they turn him into the aggressor when he's trying to overturn something that's been in place for 20, 25 years with NAFTA and with these trade agreements that are